The man in black fled across the desert, and the gunslinger followed.
This episode of the Jerry Jonestown Massacre is brought to you by
Geist Note.
You ready? We getting the cue? This is some serious business right here.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
For I am a sinner in the hands of an angry God. Bloody Mary, full of vodka, blessed are you among cocktails. Pray for me now, and at the hour of my death, which I hope is soon. Amen.
After I'm gone, all your planets will belong to me. As one of my satellites, and that's how it will be.
Get it on. I see you walk in, but all I can think about is Dianetics.
Your butt cheeks is warm.
I check my dipstick. You need lubrication, honey. My kielbasa sausage has just got to perform. Now I've been set loose, I'm shooting my juice, right in your caboose, now fucking get it on. Now get it on. Get it on. Dianetics cure you much better than Krishna. Dianetics cure you much better indeed. And all you people here, you're tremendous, except the people in the back. And you're smoking up a big ass bowl of weed with me, me and KG. Alright. Oh yeah. Alright. Oh my god. All the ladies in the house say yeah. Come on, you motherfucker, say a prayer. When you fight, you got to fight fair. You motherfucker, oh, you motherfucker, you know what time it is? Tenacious D time, you motherfucker, go! A fuck yeah! Oh!
Yeah, how about that? A live kickoff to show number 243.
Moist.
Are you moist?
Yes.
I'm a little wet with excitement myself.
Anytime I'm Woo. Around Nick and Casey, I get moist.
Yes, the Woo. NRCD boys are in studio with us tonight.
Oh, it's not Jack Black.
Well, if you're watching YouTube right now, you would have noticed that already.
Hold on. Oh,
yeah, but you're sitting in the same room with them, so you should be. Yeah, there you go.
Am I on camera right now?
Yeah, you should be.
He Dude, is, how do you do that?
I don't even know how to do that.
Practice.
That's crazy. You could be a belly dancer, too. Like, you could do NRCD
could be.
Shows.
Belly dancing?
Oh, so you're doing that now?
Fucking M.
There you go.
Do you belly dance on the regular? That's the question. Like, do you go to classes? Do you?
We should have thought this out.
Clearly,
better.
I don't need any lessons.
The mic transfer. We should have thought out.
We should have
I got
thought
this.
Out.
Don't
In
worry.
Fact, Matt, the idea was that you and I would converse with each other and wish each other a happy Tuesday.
Oh, happy Tuesday, Dustin.
How are you doing this evening?
Great. How are you?
Here's what I'm
doing.
Do.
Pretty good.
Yeah? Happy Tuesday, Bigfoot.
Oh, wait. That's out of order again.
No,
that's
that
cool.
Right there.
I gotta relabel these right. So you got this,
Matt.
Happy Tuesday.
Hey, just Bigfoot.
Hold
happy
on
Tuesday,
to this.
Man.
How's that sound?
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
How's that?
Bigfoot.
Marlon. Happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday, Bigfoot.
Oh, there they are.
They love each other.
Oh, no. They love each other.
Happy Tuesday, Stubbs.
Marlon, happy Tuesday, man.
Happy Tuesday, Dustin.
Happy Tuesday, Marlon.
No ladies this time,
Bigfoot.
Huh? Oh, happy wait.
Tuesday. There's Becky and
Dustin.
Man, look at me. I'm on fucking TV. Check me out.
Is that a camera right there? Is that camera live? Are we on the tube?
Happy Tuesday. We're on the tube. We're on the tube.
You're all over the tube.
You know what? That sounded like
what?
While we were doing Happy Tuesday session,
what?
It's Always Sunny.
Chaos
in It's Always Sunny. The episode where Danny Frank comes pooping out of the couch. That's what that sounded like.
Yeah. I don't think I've seen that one.
That's a nice episode.
You gonna hold your mic?
Yeah, so I don't have to change my stand.
Okay. Oh yeah, because we're gonna do some more NRCD.
It's whatever you want to do.
This is how I do it.
Why don't you have Ulrich just sit in your lap the whole time and hold the mic?
Oh, can I?
No, that's against his dietary.
Yeah, that's definitely.
We're not talking about that
animal product.
Veganism.
Right. No. Stop
well,
that. I don't.
Well,
wanna,
speaking of which,
I'm getting bullied.
Can we address the elephant in the room that Ulrich is not retired now?
Yeah, I'm unretired.
He's like Brett Favre.
Favre.
Who we got in the chat? Who's chatting tonight? Who's chatting? Who chatting? Nobody. Says we're off air.
Everybody's hung up.
We probably
already
are.
The
internet's being weird.
The live listeners. The live listeners have already checked out.
They
that's
really
what's
checked
up
out right off the bat.
Yeah.
So yeah, Ulrich's back in here.
Welcome back.
He is the Brett Favre of podcasting.
Welcome back.
But he didn't. We never made the announcement that he had retired.
Yeah. So
he made his own announcement.
No, but were we recording though?
We were not.
I don't think we have it anywhere.
He's bringing it back.
He did it on Instagram.
Oh, you did?
I did.
You went social with it.
I did.
So you went official.
I went Facebook official.
So tonight,
or Instagram official.
Are you going to go Instagram official and rejoin the show?
I did that on Facebook.
You came out of retirement on Facebook?
I need to do it on Instagram.
Yeah, because the people want to know.
They don't. They don't give a goddamn about me, sir.
How's it going, Nick?
Nick is turning this into a episode of Intoxicated Gamer right off the bat by eating directly into the microphone. You're going to make him mad. Not me.
I
think it's hilarious. He gets angry.
No, I think it's great broadcasting. I studied that at University of North Texas, where
you did.
It is good.
You should have known what
you
got into.
Eat straight up. Well, hell, I
you invited me out here. You should have known what you're getting
called
into.
Called down the thunder.
I would have brought a full buffet with me.
That's what we should do.
That was on the rider.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, y'all have a rider?
Yeah. I forgot to advance that.
Number one item is this condom machine. That's number one.
Yep.
The condom machine goes everywhere.
You haven't seen
it. It's got to be full too. Obviously.
You haven't seen the condom machine, have you? We brought that in because of y'all.
Yeah.
We knew we were going to get laid after this show.
We knew it.
We're pregnant.
And you upgraded your flood insurance, I'm sure.
We did.
Yep.
All the electronics are up off the floor. So,
did we have the hurricane clause that they have? Which confuses me. When you buy a house, why do you have to get a hurricane clause insurance?
We have Joel Osteen.
Insurance?
That's a sexy man.
Joel Osteen.
I don't know about all that. So why are you guys in here?
We got a show.
Y'all do?
Yeah, we're playing at the Seminole Watauga Music Venue, Texas Billiards Bar and Grill.
Yeah.
Thursday, January 11th.
I've been to that place.
10 p.m.
Yeah.
Are y'all getting paid meth?
In meth?
That's what I was told.
Yeah.
No, hell no. They're going to pay us in fat stacks.
Of meth. Yeah.
Big old
Charles Clark is going to be there.
Is he really?
Oh, shit.
No.
Really?
Oh.
Fuck no, he ain't going to be there.
I want to get him on the show.
Son of a bitch. Hold on.
We can do it.
I'm nervous.
We should.
I'm nervous.
Why?
We'll talk about him in a minute. Anyways. oh, no.
Did that draw
was
you
a
off?
Close one. Camera fell.
Anyway.
Anyways. So
you guys are playing this Thursday
night.
We're
playing Thursday night, January 11th.
January 11th.
Texas Billiards Bar and Grill, 10 p.m.
I don't see a problem with having him on.
You guys aren't going to...
I got a lot of questions for that guy.
We're not going to what?
You're not going to collide with like a poker tournament or a...
I was hoping so.
Karaoke session.
I was hoping we would.
Yeah.
We should have got complete on the bill.
There's not going to be any, Cupid Shuffle going down. Do y'all know the Cupid Shuffle?
Yeah. Let's do it right now.
That's how you get laid at Texas.
That's how you get laid.
Yeah.
It's the fastest that gets laid.
Yeah.
It's the fastest that gets paid.
There you go.
There you go. There you go. So you need to learn the Cupid Shuffle. You need to learn the...
I know that one.
The bird. The
isn't it kind of like the Capcom?
Not the bird,
Infinite
but what's the one? The chicken dance.
Oh, yeah.
Chicken.
What's
chicken
the one that goes... dun, 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 dun. What's that one where they line dance? Like all the women in the bar.
I don't know.
All the,
could,
all
I don't
the
know.
Hot
could you
women
sing it again?
The,
you did it so
that,
well.
You do that
dun, 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 dun.
All the shorties dun, in the dun, house
dun,
go.
Dun, dun, dun,
all the big
dun,
girls
yeah,
in the
yeah,
house
yeah,
go.
Yeah, something like
that.
That
one?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody knows
do
that song ever.
They
has
do.
Never heard that song
yeah,
ever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They do that? Is that a big one?
Yeah, and then what's the other shuffle they
does anybody get naked like in the Blurred Line video?
Yeah.
Some Watauga trim?
Yeah.
Gets naked and dances around.
And it's always they always have to throw out some it's getting hot in here. Do the line dancing to that. It's like a wedding. It's like a wedding. So
hot, you do line dancing to that
it's
song?
Getting, yeah, dude. Yeah,
seriously?
You don't know it?
Like that's
married, Usher, right?
That's a in the 2000s. That was like the song that had to be played at all the wedding receptions, and it made me want to shoot myself in the neck.
Well, I know people would dance
well, you made
to it,
but through.
I don't know
congratulations.
Line dance. Line
yeah.
dancing to
yeah, all the white people are all like, oh, I, oh, you're asking if there's a specific routine for
yeah.
it's getting hot in here.
Specific,
yeah.
specific routine,
like,
yeah.
You know.
I don't know.
To the front, to the front, to the front, to the back,
yeah,
to the
so
back,
anyways, we're
going to
be playing for 2 hours.
Ask Eric Garcia.
Or something like that. We're playing two sets.
Two sets.
Yeah. So if you missed the first one, make sure you show up for the second one.
How many Tenacious D songs are there?
Like, I don't know, 60?
How? And you're only going to do 30?
No.
You're going to do 60? The full 60?
Yeah, we're going to do all 60.
Sweet.
Yeah. We don't know all fucking
hey,
60 songs.
What if I pay? What if we get you guys paid a little extra meth? Would you do a scene from Pick of Destiny?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Like just one of the scenes?
We'd act
yeah.
it out.
We'd
push
let
the,
y'all pick
push
it
the
out.
Button.
Yeah.
The one where Jack Black takes a dump in the bathroom yeah. and Tim Robbins is out yeah. there threatening him.
Yeah.
You can actually do that at Texas Billiards.
There that's you cool. Go.
Did you just butt toot on the podcast show? I haven't done. You know, he almost kicked me off the show for doing that.
It happened.
That's pretty amazing.
You're Brock balls out, dude. Hey, thank you for the
hey,
the treats, the tasty treats.
Yeah,
can we
welcome.
Talk about that?
Sure.
Can we talk about this? Because
thank you for those treats, macadamia and nut.
Are they vegan?
Yeah, those are vegan.
Very vegan, like extra.
Very
vegan.
Very vegan.
Hand them over.
I just took an Adderall a little bit ago, so I'm kind of.
Now's your chance.
Ride will that it, roller coaster.
Will that be a fun ride?
I love when we get edibles. Because we're like, should we eat these now? Should we wait?
Should I have? There's like a little crumb here, and I'm so tempted.
Yeah. Just go ahead. Chomp it.
What are you doing for the next 3 days?
Working?
Are those are extra unleaded? Or
got some
yeah.
naps.
Are they regular unleaded?
Those are E85.
Okay. E55?
No, you'll be fine. You'll live.
Is that the green gas?
Yeah, isn't it? The E55?
The green handle's the diesel.
The new one's the
E55? The yellow
is
E85.
E85?
What's the one
is that,
that
what it is?
Oregon's freaking out about that they keep filling all their cars up with?
I don't know, but they don't
What's
pump their own
Oregon?
Gas anymore. They don't pump their own gas anymore. That's the thing up there.
Did they take it back? They now
no,
pu- they
no, I'm saying like
they,
yeah,
gas.
they don't pump their gas, and now they have to. It's
yeah.
like a new law.
And that, like people are
which
putting
is dumb.
People are putting like
diesel in there.
Into their regular cars
because
they don't know
God.
The difference, and they're blowing their
it's
engines up
shit.
Left and right.
That's what is that a millennial thing or something? Or like, do they not have signs that say this is diesel?
I'm sure.
What's,
and
well,
there's
that
the,
handle's
there's
green,
the new,
and I'm green.
Isn't it,
so.
Wait a second. Wait a
there's
second.
There's a
wait
new
a
blue pump too.
Isn't there? All, but doesn't it? Isn't it a different size hole? Mate, I think it is. I think it's the wrong hole, mate.
Well, I think
yeah,
you,
I think the diesel, the diesel
is a little different.
Spigot is bigger than
yeah, the shaft.
Regular,
I thought it was the other way.
Regular
around.
Unleaded
well,
gasoline.
I've also seen pictures of people like standing back and spraying water into their.
You mean gasoline
or gasoline into their
fire water?
Now that would and be funny broken. If that was in Orange County.
How?
Because the water. Which are they still having so, a water shortage?
I don't know.
I don't know. We'll have to ask. Rebecca.
So we also got Casey Dennington on the podcast today. Welcome, Casey.
Hey,
Casey. Thank you for the edibles, man.
Okay. Thank you for the edibles.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Anytime. I'm still
and posters.
Kind of
and posters.
Borderline upset. You haven't killed anything lately.
Don't start tonight.
Not in here.
I've been stabbed.
I tried, but
God damn it.
I didn't see anything.
We have foxes in my neighborhood.
You can kill those.
We can kill those. We have
I don't know how good of eating they are, but
yeah. Mm. I bet it's gamey. That's what I say to all hunters to act like I know what I'm talking about meat.
Yeah, it's a little gamey.
I don't know, bro. That's a little gamey meat. I don't know if I'd be eating that, but I like it. I've done gamey before.
Marlon's telling you guys in the chat room, happy Tuesday.
Oh, happy Tuesday, Marlon.
You know who Marlon is, right?
Of course.
Marlon?
He's my brother in arms.
Yeah, you are. You guys are brother in arms. Mm-hmm. I've been playing a lot of shows with them. Mm-hmm. Your other doo-woppy band.
He's a good dude.
He's a good dude. Marlon had a show this weekend, Marlon. By the way.
Yeah, he did.
At that new Tin Panther venue.
You went there. I still haven't been there.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Is it? It's the old JJ's.
Yeah.
Little redesigned.
Yeah. I hope it gets going because it's kind of out there by itself. And
it's Tyler's joint. Oh.
What's risky about it is it's right next to the halfway house.
I know.
So as soon as you get out, like they take the bracelet off the anklet off.
And you just walk next door.
You can just walk right next door.
Matt, would you say that you're halfway there and living on a prayer?
Johnny used to work at the dock.
How was the show though? Did it sound
good? Yeah, they're still working on their PA. But it was them. It was
Creepeth.
Yeah, Creep. That was the first time I saw Creepeth, and
they're good, aren't they?
They're really good.
Also, Clay Sinet's the guy that did the poster I gave you.
That's what you were telling me.
Mm-hmm. Great artist.
Yeah,
look him up if you ever need shirts or artwork done. He's the man.
I'm going to put that in the record store.
He's
it is going to be in Stubbs Records.
Priced very well. He's a great mind.
Yeah. I talked to them a little bit. They're from Dallas, right?
Yeah, he's in Dallas, yeah.
Yeah. And then Corey, you know Corey's in that band now.
Corey Wells, yeah.
Corey Wells.
Is he really?
He plays with them now. And it is so good.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they're
like
really
you're
good.
Like
yeah, they just got done playing a few shows with Toadies too.
Yeah.
Which pretty cool. Did you see the video of Clay? They went up there and did I Burn. And Clay brought his floor tom and snare up there, and he wore a GIMP mask.
No.
He didn't tell me he was going to do it. They did it
the first night
in San Antonio.
Oh, San Antonio.
And then in Houston, they did it again, but he got the mask when they were in San Antonio, I think, or in Houston or wherever the second city was, and wore it on stage.
Yeah. He was who's the guy that has the badass SG with the three pickups, that custom?
Not Corey. It's
He did most of the singing. Him and the bass player sing, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was telling me about you opened me up to Song Exploder, right?
Oh yeah.
He said that he's got a buddy up in upstate New York, up there in upstate New York, that has a podcast show. It's called Orchid or something, and they do the same thing.
Really?
And it's like his friend, and he was like, I was trying to hit him up for a show, and he was more. He was all about the podcast too, and he was really into that show.
It's called Orchid.
That's what I think. I had some friends
N-A-O-C-C?
Edibles that night too.
Hi YouTube.
Hey YouTube.
Hey YouTube. How you doing?
I don't know. I'll have to. But we're gonna get them on the show. They're all down to come on and stuff. So you'll be hearing from Creepeth soon, and you're probably gonna hear me geek out on them probably 20 times
Casey
before
Marlon
they come
says
on now.
Happy Tuesday.
Hey, happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Casey Marlon.
I heard that
Marlon.
What'd you hear?
Said happy Tuesday to Casey.
Yeah.
Marlon.
Hey, Marlon.
Me, thanks.
Yeah, he dosed me.
What'd you hear?
I think Marlon slipped
me
a Mickey
just
while
sent
I was
me
there.
A weird message.
Do you need to go?
My cousin's in emergency surgery or something like that, so.
Jeez, you want to go check it out
while you do the show? Play and
how do you feel about this cousin?
Keep going?
Well, I don't really know her that well.
It's not Jeremy,
okay, so we can keep going then.
Were you ever attracted
you can
to her?
Keep going.
It's when we can expend?
I don't know if I was ever attracted to her or not.
Attracted to her? Can you think about it, though?
Is this an expendable cousin?
Is it a first cousin?
I don't know what to do here now.
I feel like we were on track somewhere, and then
you've derailed me. I don't know if I should joke about this or not. You know what? I'm going to take the high road here, and I'm not going to make any cousin jokes right now. Okay.
Yeah, I'm skimming it. Everything's
we're good.
She's just having some unexpected emergency surgery.
Yeah,
she doesn't put anything else there.
Sounds
but we were
good.
Supposed to head down to Houston, and now that's on delay. So there we go.
Okay. Houston.
What other kind of personal news do you want to share?
Well,
just kidding.
Are you sleeping well?
What you said you were gonna you heard something and
you
then you got cut off.
It's not that I heard something; it's that I saw you guys.
Oh,
what, like 2 weeks ago, I guess.
Yeah,
at the Shine.
Yeah,
for a good night of music.
That was a badass show.
That was a badass show. That was a fun night.
You don't get four bands in the Shine in that lineup ever.
And nut to butt like that?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
I love that.
And we raised a little over $2,000 just in door sales.
That's awesome. What did the raffle and all that do?
I don't know? I have no idea.
Because a bunch of people bought a crap ton of
tickets.
It
was their second biggest bar night ever, only to Kian Palooza, which was another...
This is the Sunshine Bar for the people that aren't in the know.
Yeah, I heard
the Shine
that
in Arlington.
That was the most they ever had in the building.
Yeah.
Was that night.
I guarantee they were overcoat.
Oh, way overcoat.
No, they weren't.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they weren't.
Nah,
they weren't.
Silly me.
They probably weren't.
But, yeah, it depends. Good time. This is a killer show, and it's great to play shows with all your friends.
Yeah.
All your best buds are in the house.
It was super.
I was
going
to come
cool.
to that show, but I was frantically shopping for Christmas.
Sure you were.
Was that before Christmas?
It was the night before Christmas Eve.
And all through the house.
It was the 22nd, I think.
Was it? Yeah. Well, my bad.
Two nights before Christmas.
Yeah, two nights.
So you had plenty of time.
Yeah.
I think that was the night you were angry at the world.
I was angry at the world.
It's okay.
Got pulled over by an NRH cop.
I'm sure there'll be another time when Mountain Smoke, Duel, and Convoy, and Methinks all play at the Sunshine Bar on the same night.
To raise money for a good cause.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I talked to Matt like a few days later, and it was a little over $2,000.
That's awesome.
Which is great.
Yeah.
For $5 at the door, you think, let's say 50, 60 people show up. That's $300 max. But then for $10, we were giving everybody one of those posters. And so
a lot of people were just throwing 20s down and stuff, not worrying about their change.
Even then, if you have 50 people show up at $10 a pop, that's still only $500. And they raised $2,000, which is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I was seriously wondering how many people were in there. There were a few locals that
Did
were
you
there
get a picture
that
of it?
Night. And we're like, yeah, I took a lot of pictures and it was kind of crazy. But
you haven't posted it?
There were a few locals in there that were like, what the hell's going on here?
Well, yeah, French, he hangs out at the Shine every night of the week. And he doesn't like the loud music. He likes Convoy quite a bit. And if the music is not... like somebody screaming, he's okay with it, so he's not a big fan of Mountain of Smoke, obviously. But he's stuck around all night.
Yeah.
So, which is...
There's some locals that go to that bar on a regular basis that I bet you they're like, what? Besides him.
It was good night times. I had a good time that night.
Did you pull your pants down?
They also cleared... No, not that night. They cleared the bar out, too, of all the tables, which they don't usually do. They rented a trailer to put everything in. And so that was another thing is like you hang out at the back, there's three or four tables back there and there's chairs and it takes up space. But if you stand back there when there's a show, you can actually hear.
Yeah.
You can have a conversation with people and Duel's playing, 15 feet away.
Yeah. It's because of the way it raises up and
exactly.
drops back down.
That's the one thing I love about
weird acoustics
one thing
there.
I,
yeah,
one
it is
of
weird
the
acoustics.
Many things I love about that place, but.
Yeah.
So good.
I mean, there were people sitting on the pool tables that were shoved over to the side and standing on them and stuff.
Yeah?
It got pretty ridiculous. Those bars that are along the edge where the bands are playing, people were standing up on there and sitting and stuff.
I love those type of shows, man.
It was good times.
Yeah.
It was
I love when it's nut to butt in a dingy, badass bar.
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
When you stood outside the back, there was so much smoke and body heat, like it just billowed out of the back of the building.
I noticed that.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah, because they still allowed smoking there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Quote unquote.
Is it over now? Like, can you smoke in Arlington now, or you still can?
Yeah.
The Sunshine Bar is like the penthouse. You can do whatever you want. You can piss on the floor if you want.
Yeah.
Please don't piss on the floor.
Smoke.
I think I've seen Marlon smoke and piss at the same time at the Sunshine Bar.
You can't piss on the floor at Sunshine. You can't piss on the floor at the Sunshine Bar, everybody.
Don't do
it's
that.
Not allowed?
I think
allowed.
I've seen Marlon piss on the floor at the Sunshine Bar.
At least drop a deuce.
Maybe.
I've seen him drop a deuce for sure.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Can you imagine being at a show and just a big-ass Marlon deuce being in the middle of the dance floor?
Like a German Shepherd came in there? And
I'm waiting for him to defend himself in the chat room over here.
Just steaming. Some corn stuff.
What there. Else?
Saturday morning, I went shooting with Marlon.
Did you?
I know.
And
I heard.
Ray,
where at?
That tactical place.
We went up
place.
To a proactive defense.
Where's that?
It's a place Andy is, he's kind of a member, shoots there all the time.
Oh, from Spectacle.
From Spectacle, yeah. And
so you have to be a member to go out there.
You gotta kind of be with someone.
How come you can't invite? How come you can't invite a brother? On the spot.
Next time.
According to Marlon, he has had 3 public urination tickets, but none at the Shine. True story.
What about public deucing?
Yeah.
Yeah, you ever had a public deuce?
Is there a code for that?
P2.
Yeah, it's 42069.
We got a P2 on the
we got a 42069.
So this place that you went to shooting looked intimidating to me. Looked like there you could run into some fuckers that have been in black ops and stuff.
So when you're up there, it's ran by Marines, and when you're up there,
yeah, see that it's intimidating right off the bat.
It's a bunch of guys.
I'm out.
It's on the backside of Quail Creek, and I hate Quail Creek.
Uh huh.
It aggravates me. You know, you get into shooting, and then they call, you know, cold on the line, and you're like, "What? We just got going. You just
cold
made
on the
it
line.
Hot.
Mean
stop
shooting.
Put your gun down. Stand back.
Okay.
So you got to lay your gun down. Back up. If you have any
hands
mags,
against the wall.
If you have any mags laying out, you can't
hold up.
Like you can't take the one out of the gun.
Oh, it's put your gun down and get back the
and
fuck
chill
up.
Out and wait.
Okay. It means somebody's about to walk in front of those guns.
Yeah. And so here, it's more laid back, but there's a lot of guy practicing tactical stuff. Like, they are practicing their drawing and hitting multiple targets. And
yeah.
Like, there's guys there with timers, you know, the audio timers that mark things. And then there's no long ranges. So when we're shooting our rifles, it's kind of fun because we're shooting things that are 30 feet from us.
10 feet away.
Got it.
So did you see John Wick out there?
We saw some guys that want to be John Wick.
Oh, were there some posers?
But it was fun because...
I bet you there's some posers out there.
Dave and I had a couple of Russian shoot-offs.
Oh, no.
Which is in the video. Did you see the eruption video?
Yeah.
I made? So
You need to post that on our website because that's genius.
I will.
That whole thing
when
was genius.
When we started jacking with the EVH SKS, I was like, man, we should make a video of this. Dave's like, yeah, let's do it. So we started shooting a bunch of stuff. But we had a Russian shootout. He had his AK and I had the SKS. We were just going nuts, and people were like, what are you
Russian
doing?
Shootout, huh?
Get these guys out of here.
The Russians.
What was bad was that SKS kept kicking. We were shooting the target, so, you know, 30 feet away into the burn.
Uh huh.
And dirt was flying back and hitting us from the impact of the
Good
bullet.
Gosh, how close were you? How close are you?
About 30 foot.
So you're popping off rounds with the SK. 30 feet away.
Yeah.
And that's a big round, too. That's, isn't it?
That's a 7.6.
That'd do some damage.
Well,
put a hole in somebody.
It'll hurt you.
It will. Yeah.
Yeah. You're just blowing up, like, looks like
and then,
a war's going on. There's dust going everywhere.
Dave pulls out the DE. He's got his Desert Eagle 50 cal.
Yeah.
That didn't shoot dirt anywhere, though.
It didn't?
Yeah.
Who's Desert? Who's 50 cal was that?
Dave's friend's buddy.
Is that the same gun that you made me shoot up there with Marlon? That almost.
What I do? I held a gun to your head and said, "Shoot this gun."
Made him.
I made you do that.
That's the one, but that's the one where it feels like someone's punching you in the face whenever you shoot it, though.
No,
the concussions feels like
the people around you feel like they get punched in the face. You feel okay.
I feel like I get punched in the face too when I shoot. At least in the nuts.
It
knocks people down.
Feels good.
Yeah, and. There it was much better because you weren't inside a building.
You had good weather, too.
So the concussion could blow out.
Because guess what? Nice. You know how I know the weather was good?
It was sunny.
Because I was down the street at a place called the Tanger Mall Outlet.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
What?
If you would have told me, I could have just arched that SKS and hit you.
You probably could. I took the whole family out there.
What'd you get?
I got a couple shirts. He got some stuff. The girls got some stuff.
Some
that place
stuff
is,
and things?
Some stuffs and things. You know how...
It looked dead when I went by there.
That place is so much less maintenance to shop at rather than going to the Northeast Mall or any mall around here.
Did you get a Velour Puma jumpsuit?
No, they were out. They were out. And I was looking for some Kanye pants.
What are you doing with your life?
I was looking for Greg pants.
I want some of those Kanye pants that have the stretchy. I got these. But I was looking for some Kanye pants that have the stretchy knees, the knee pad look. I was looking for some of those. And the only ones I found was at Guess. And they're like $90. I was like, ouch.
I think
they're
you need $60. Get a Hot Topic for those, right? Mm.
They have a Hot Topic store out there.
They do?
No shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to start going there for all
You heard it here first.
Little Lane got her first Metallica shirt out there.
Oh, really? Which one did you get?
Master of
Puppets.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was proud of her.
No Kill 'Em All?
How old is she?
She's 2 years younger than me.
Which
do
is
math.
13?
She's 13?
Yeah. Watch it.
Promoting songs
Watch
about
it,
cocaine abuse. That's awesome.
I thought it was heroin.
No.
Is it cocaine?
Cocaine, yeah.
Master of Puppets.
Why are you looking at me?
Why don't y'all put that, cover that tomorrow or on Thursday?
Master of Puppets? Yeah. You got it, bud.
If you'll do, can I go up there and go, Master!
It is Master of Puppets, right? Have your breakfast on a mirror.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go.
I thought it was all about the H. Didn't know.
It's about the C.
You can't write bad songs about the C
so,
and being rock and roll.
What else?
You can.
What else is going on?
Ain't nothing wrong with the C.
Oh.
Mr. T.
I don't know.
So, yeah. But
talking about shopping malls.
Yeah, well, have you been out there?
Movie stars.
I haven't been out there yet, but it looked dead.
Dude, it's so low maintenance. It wasn't dead, but it's like...
The arm just fell off this chair.
God damn it.
Did you guys go catch a race afterwards?
No, we did go to Bucky's Speedway? Before.
That's what's up.
And then we went to In-N-Out, and I had a Flying Dutchman sandwich.
That was the first time I've had In-N-Out, and I don't like it.
What?
I don't like In-N-Out.
Awesome. Is that
the
what made
fuck
you
is
go
a Flying Dutchman?
Vegetarian?
It's
that's exactly what made me
it's
go.
It's basically like an Oreo, except you put cheese in it, and it's surrounded like it's meat and cheese and meat.
So
and
like
that's
a Flying Dutchman.
There's no bun.
Yeah.
So there's a it's a cheeseburger.
Yeah. And I thought it was gonna be a tarto when
so there's
I,
no bun.
No buns.
Meat.
Oh. So it's like the double down, but with meat.
Yeah. Right.
Beef.
Yeah. Are you about to be one of these hipster
not
guys?
Lettuce wrapped.
That buy the big portobello mushrooms and put their meat between it and go, this is my new burger.
Yeah, he's fucking portobello mushrooms
yeah,
now.
Do they sell those at Whataburger? Yeah,
you have,
sure.
You have giant mushroom bun burgers?
Hipster Matt? Hipster Matt?
That's very hipster. That's very Williamsburg. Going to be moving either there to Austin.
Yeah.
To SoCo.
Yeah. No, for sure. Yeah. That's what I'm headed for. That's my goal of 2018 is to become hipster.
What's this whiskey we're drinking? Because it is
good. It is good.
This is Weller, their special reserve. It is the...
Show the camera.
The green label.
It's making me want to pee.
I got to pee. Maybe you can get a...
Do you guys need a
born
pee
in Kentucky?
Already?
Can everybody hashtag Weller this?
Get yeah, let's Weller this.
You guys could
get,
use
get them on
get
the rider.
We need a sponsorship from Weller.
Need,
that'd be
need them on the rider.
So...
Uh-huh.
If you want to get into something in-depth.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
In-depth with the Jerry Jones
I think
Jones
both
Massacre.
Of y'all participated in this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Orgy.
I know I did.
Uh-huh. Bukkake.
Uh-huh.
We were over at the Cherry Pit in Dallas, and it was an orgy. No.
There was I don't an, remember that.
There was an interesting conversation that was posted on Facebook. I think it was Friday.
Oh, the Fort Worth music venue thing. The
oh, yeah. You
Fort Worth.
I have very awesome strong opinions about this. So, yes, let's talk about it.
So, Daniel DeFonts, who I'd like to get on the show down the road. Too bad we're booked up for
Hold
the
on.
Next few months.
Do we want to save this for the next segment? Because I'm going to have to pee in about 5 minutes.
You're serious, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it's totally on.
You guys
if you
Ubering home?
If you would like to go pee real quick,
you
I'll
guys,
set it up.
You guys start this conversation without me because I know I'll exactly what I'm going to say.
Well, we'll talk okay. more about the Flying Dutchman.
I'm going to pee with you.
Isn't right, the Flying Dutchman a type dicks. Of motorhome, too? I think it is a motorhome.
I thought I was going to be an idiot by asking the lady.
Oh, my God.
There are people just dropping mics.
The mic stand just broke. The mic
I'm fell. Sorry, man.
All right, we'll figure it out.
I'll get it.
So... The
you
are you? I think I invited you to this group.
Yeah,
did
I
you get in here?
I glanced at it and then
did you get into this
I did,
story?
I read it. I read some of that. Yeah.
So this Daniel DeFonts guy, I want to get him on the show, but it will probably be in April. So by then we'll be done
Which,
over it, this.
The thing that was funny is they were talking about rock venues and all that, griping about that. And then that night I went to the Tin Panther, a new rock venue.
So he put on here. Now, a little background on this dude is that he's the marketing AR and PR at Unique Leader Records. He's the co-founder at Metal Festival Tours.
Unique Leader.
And he's the talent agent at Bloodletting North American Tour. And another talent agent at Continental Concerts USA. And he's the owner of Devastation on the Nation Tour.
Devastation.
So this is that's his background. I've never heard of any of that. At all.
It's probably underground stuff, man. It's or that guy. Remember the guy that came to our shows and gave us those awards a while back that was doing the marketing and he was bringing in bands from Houston and San Antonio? And
yeah.
It might be like that.
Well, I'd like to I'd tell you some of the bands that are on these tours, but I can't read them because they're all made with sticks thrown in the air.
Okay, so let's talk about it.
So they're all black
metal?
So
he posted this question. He goes,
what's the question?
January 4th, 10:03 p.m. He put, real question, does everyone not like going to Fort Worth anymore for shows?
And so,
excuse you.
What is this? What's his goal here?
I guess he's a Dallas promoter, and he wants to know if he should worry about promoting shows in Dallas.
In Dallas, or Fort Worth,
or in Fort Worth. Yes. For him,
I can answer you now.
Promote shows
in Fort Worth.
No, I don't want your shit over here.
No.
That's not the answer.
Uh-oh. Oh, is that me jumping off
the edge too quick?
Because
not at
I
all.
Don't want those shit bands fucking up our good venues.
DustinSchneider@gmail.com.
They're not going to, because those good venues don't book shit bands.
There you go.
That's why they don't get it.
NickRusso@gmail.com.
Why they don't get it. If you are a band, well.
Here's the thing about any band, any venue, any booking, whatever. If your band sucks, you're not going to book any shows. The end.
True.
NickRusso@gmail.com.
And people aren't going to show up for your show.
Now, the reason we have pay-to-play shows is because bands suck and venues want to make money. Therefore, they tell the bands that suck, if you want to play here, you need to sell this many tickets or else you're not going to fucking play here anymore.
NickRusso@gmail.com.
Oh, who?
DustinSchneider@gmail.com.
You know,
and this is not...
out of our circles we hang out in, I don't know of any band that's played a pay-to-play in 10 years.
Okay, we did one.
Steadfast did.
We did.
Y'all did.
And it was to open for Creed Bratton at the Rail
Club.
No.
That's different.
Exactly.
That works. I get that.
And it was only to say, if these guys can sell some tickets, then we'll have them back. And it's only because we were new. Nobody knew who we were. There's a reason you do pay to play, and that is if you can sell tickets and people come to your show, then guess what? You'll probably go back there and you'll play again. But if you do pay to play and you sell 10 tickets and then you buy the rest of the ticket yourself and there's 5 people in the bar is not making any fucking money. And guess what? You're not going to play there again unless you do another pay to play show that you sell another 50 tickets that come out of your pocket for.
What's funny, what
people don't get it.
What you said, what you started all this out with is that you played a pay to play show at the Rail Club, which is one of the clubs that all these people in this fucking thread are saying is the greatest Fort Worth venue ever.
And it's not a bad venue.
It's not bad.
It has its audience. It has.
The other day, didn't the Dead Kennedys play there?
Bone Thugs and Harmony played there the other day.
Yeah, that would have been a cool show to go.
They played a Head Shop last year or a couple years ago. Remember that?
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah.
But here's the thing: is the Rail Club has their audience. They have the certain genres of music that they're going to bring. And
stick bands.
And not just stick bands, but like you have, you know, doom bands, stoner metal bands, whatever. They all go there and people go to that venue. They'll go there on a Friday night just because they know, you know what? If I go to the Rail Club on Friday night, I'm going to see some metal and I'm going to like it.
And I'm going to score.
The other funny thing is that all these people are saying, man, it's just so far to go to these Fort Worth venues.
No, it's
venues.
Not. It's bullshit.
Oh, my God. It's such a drive.
No, it's not that far.
No, what's hilarious is they're talking about Tomcats in the Rail, which
on the other
I
side
posted
of Fort Worth.
In this thread was like,
all the
if
venues
you pass
Mass,
90%
Tin Panther, Lola's,
of the venues,
Boiled
Owl,
getting receiving there,
and all that, yeah.
You could
yeah,
pull
right.
off 30 if you came in 30 from Dallas. You could pull off 30,
yeah.
Get to Mass, park. Be halfway done with your drink before the other.
I don't know why you get drawn.
Person
I don't, Dustin. I don't know why you get drawn into these conversations like
well,
this. Because I know what you're, but you're
this
not
one was hilarious. The only,
it is hilarious, but why only, do you get drawn into these things?
The only reason I got drawn into it is because people were like, "There's not an outlet to find out what's going on in Fort Worth," and I was like,
"Fort Worth Weekly."
There's
but remember
Fort Worth Weekly.
Remember
and
when
website stuff.
Remember when I said if I have a conversation about local music in the good old days, and I bring up Course of Empire, and you look at me like I'm retarded, the conversation's over.
Yeah,
you need to enact that.
Why?
Well,
because I know these people are fucking retarded.
No,
and they're all young.
DustinSchneider@gmail.com.
They don't know that band, but they also don't know that their band will play at certain venues, and if they try to play somewhere else, they need to make sure that everyone else that's on the bill matches what they play or is of a similar taste. Because you put one terrible band that nobody likes or that
doesn't have a surrounding audience for, or not audience, but a surrounding bill for, if they don't match or they don't go well together, no one's going to go, and they're going to leave as soon as the first band goes on.
That's what happens
or
already.
Or they're not going
to
go
okay,
to begin with.
It's funny that you bring that up, because that's what happens. At the time that we played those venues in another band, every time we'd get agitated because we would play a show, and we watched this every time we played over there on that side of town. As soon as the band that's done, their whole crew just leaves immediately.
That has
bounces.
To do with the pay-to-play thing. So let's say...
We didn't do pay-to-play.
No, we never did pay-to-play. I'm not saying that you did. I'm just saying that's another problem with the pay-to-play is you get 5-6 bands on a bill. That's another problem they have is they book way too many bands on one bill. But they book 5-6 bands, and each one of those bands is selling tickets.
Yeah.
And let's say they sell 20 tickets. Those 20 people that bought tickets, let's say all 20 of them show up. They want to know what time you go on and what time you're going to
be done.
And then they leave as soon as you're done.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's
the
biggest problem with pay to play.
The poor door guys. You got to be an accountant to be a door guy now because you got to keep track of what'd you come here for? Who did you come to see?
You got to have Excel running.
Yeah, you got to have Excel running.
You got to have Excel running.
You got to have Excel running.
Going back to why I got drawn into this, I just posted in here helpful stuff.
Yeah.
Like at first.
And you
I
got
was
shot
like,
down.
And I was like,
oh, yeah.
Look.
They don't want to hear it.
The weekly is available. You can go grab one and look through there and see these venues. And two, if you're tired of driving all the way over there, build you an evening. Build
or
you a night.
Go to Reno's or go to...
Go to the Sunshine.
Go to Wits End. Go to Sunshine.
Go
to Caves. Yeah, exactly. They'll book it.
The drive. Well, there, Reno's and Three Links was...
In there?
They were just talking about Fort Worth venues. You know, this side of 360. Yeah.
And
so the promoter was asking, should I even bother with booking shows in Fort Worth if it's not at the Rail and Tomcats, is what he was saying?
Does anyone not like going to Fort Worth anymore for shows? Like, do Dallas people not like driving over here?
No, it's not that they don't like driving over here. When I lived in Dallas, I would go to Fort Worth shows. I go to Lola's all the time.
You're a different breed, just like us. We're all a different breed.
The point I'm getting to is I'd go to Lola's and I'd go see good bands.
Yeah, that's true.
People aren't going to drive from Dallas to go to Fort Worth to hear, you know, 30-foot ditch that they never heard of before.
30-foot bitch.
Is that
30-foot ditch?
That ditch.
Oh, 30. Was that metal?
I like that one.
That's got to be a metal
name,
right?
Can you spell that with tree limbs?
Yeah, but you're not going to drive all the way from Dallas to see 4 to 7 bands that you never heard of before, or you may know one guy in one of those 7 bands.
Man,
and when you get there, it's $8 for a fucking beer.
Nick is spot on, though.
No, you are spot on. On a Thursday night.
I also don't want to seem like an elitist. I don't want to seem like an elitist by any means, but at the same time, I've never done a pay-to-play show.
If it's not a benefit show for something, don't book more than 4. Don't have 3 bands. That's it. That's all you need, man.
Four
bands can work.
If it's a bigger venue.
A bigger venue, maybe. But just leave it at 3.
9, 10, 11, 12, or 10,
but everybody
11,
likes
12,
to have... Yeah, everybody... My point
don't
is...
Don't start your shows at 7.
The 6 band shows, though, that is... That is
what
such
used
a
to
beating.
Crack
it
me up.
It makes everybody agitated. Loading in, loading out. It's a beating.
Tomcats.
On,
you play a Friday show, and they would want every band to be
at
there.
Six
bands. No, you need to be there at 5:30.
Uh-huh.
And it's Friday. Do you know people work?
Yeah,
and you
no,
gotta let
not
me
if you're in a shitty metal
get off
band.
Work. And
then half the time it wouldn't even be open yet.
Yeah,
I just
call
all the bands
Rustin up and
be
like, I'm not off
weed.
Work yet. He's like, just get here when you want to get here.
We played at
Rustin was cool. Like
Rustin was totally cool.
We played at Rail Club 3 times now, and every time we've played, you know, they told us to be there at 5. Guess what? We got there at fucking 5, and we got to hang out with Creed Bratton, and we got to hang out with the guys from Trailer Park Boys.
That's cool.
And, you know, we've got some really fun stories of hanging out with those guys, only because we're like, well, shit, if we don't get there on time, they're going to be pissed off. And so we show up on time, and guess what? We got to hang out with those guys for 3-4 hours.
What'd y'all do? Did you guys have a session?
Did you jam with them?
Did you jam?
No.
Creed, like, what happened? Tell us about
Let's
this.
Hear some of these stories.
Yeah. When we played with Creed Bratton, he just, like, he talked to us for a little bit. He went up on stage and did his sound check, told us a couple stories about his guitar and the office, and he was gone. He went and got food, and we didn't see him until he went on
he
stage.
He probably went to Lola's.
Green room.
No, he went and got a burger somewhere and then went to his green room. But
New Orleans,
when the Trailer Park Boys played, the first time we played with
them. I thought that was a TV show.
It is.
So they take the
road. Randy and Leahy
do a comedy.
Leahy.
Mm-hmm.
God rest his soul.
I heard.
God rest his soul. He, both of them hung out. Like, Randy was back in the back horking down cheeseburgers and playing arcade games. But
he was wearing an orange amp shirt.
Yeah, he was. Leahy, though, was hanging out with us the entire time before the show. Like,
just talking shit.
Just sitting there telling us stories. He told us this story about the episode that had Rush. Alex Lifeson was on, and I think Getty might have been in it, too. I can't remember.
On Trailer Park Boys?
Yeah, but Alex Lifeson was in the episode mainly. It was,
do I need
it was
to
all
watch
him.
This show?
Yes.
You've never seen this show?
No, and people
so anyways,
say
Alex, there's an episode where there's a radio contest, and if you answer these questions right, you get to go to the Rush show and whatever. But Rush is a big Canadian band. It's a Canadian TV show, so you know, goes hand in hand. Well, Alex Lifeson was in one of the episodes, and Leahy was telling us this story. His name is John Dunsford. He's telling us the story about when Alex Lifeson was leaving to go to the airport. Right before he left, a couple of the guys from the show made a cock out of aluminum foil and stuffed it in his suitcase under all of his clothes. So he gets to the airport, and it's Alex Lifeson from Rush, and he puts his bag up on the thing, and it scrolls through the thing, and they stop it, and they're looking on the screen, and it's like,
a big old metal cock
in this guy's bag, like this fucking big.
I'm packing your bag next time you go out of town, Dustin.
And so Alex Lifeson gets stopped at security because all the guys from Trailer Park Boys put a fucking aluminum cock in his his carry-on.
That's amazing.
How long was he held up?
Did he make his flight?
No, he made his flight. But okay. He was just telling us dumb stories like that. And,
yeah.
He didn't stop talking.
Like, no, like, he did not. It was like he was performing the entire time we were there. And he was the nicest guy in the world. And I remember the very first thing he did was sang a song that has your name in it, Casey.
Yeah.
I forget what song it was.
I don't know.
But the first time we met him, I was like, Nick, this is Casey. And he's like, oh, Casey. And he starts singing this song. And then the second time we played with them, I was like, hey, I'm Nick. We played with you before. And he's like, this is my friend Casey. And he sang the exact same song.
He didn't remember it.
He sings it for everybody that's named Casey. Exactly. Yep.
How many shows have you played with him?
Just two.
Two?
Yeah.
Do y'all have are y'all bros now and stuff? Like,
no.
Can you call him and say, hey, where does he live?
John Dunsford's dead.
Oh, is that who you were talking about?
Randy and Leahy. So Randy is...
I thought you were talking about the cat from The Office.
No. The guy from The Office, that's Creed Bratton. He's on tour again right now.
Sorry
about
that.
We played that one show with him, and the only thing I really remember that was really memorable and that was I'll never forget is we did the show. Everyone stuck around afterwards to get, like, he had vinyls and stuff for sale because Creed Bratton he played in a band called The Grassroots. Which had a real big hit. Yeah, that song.
Yep.
Mm-mm.
He stuck around and signed autographs and stuff for everybody. It's an old 60s
okay.
song.
I'll play it here in a second.
I'm a hipster, so I don't
But he's released other albums over the years, and he had this one album he had just come out with on vinyl, stuck around and signed autographs for everybody. Well, I set up our shirt table right next to his, and so this line formed, and they had to pass our table to go to his table, and so I'm selling shirts like crazy to everybody, and we don't have any more because of that. And after the last person, literally everyone that wanted to get a picture with him, he stuck around and waited.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
And he talked to every person that came up and gave them as much time as they wanted, and he was there until everyone was gone.
Yeah.
And once everyone finally left, I was like, Creed, do you mind if I get a picture with you? And he's like, yeah, absolutely. And so we took a picture, and he's the last people that were just at the end of the line were like 15 feet away. And I can't remember exactly what he's telling me, but he's got his arm around me, and he's whispering in my ear, and he's talking shit about the people that are standing like 15 people his way. He's like, man, this fat, ugly bitch over here, blah, 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 blah. He's talking shit about these people that are standing right here, and I'm laughing my ass off trying to take a picture with him, and I can't keep a straight, like, smile face. I'm just dying laughing. And I'll never...
And that's
I'll
the dude from The Office.
Yeah, that's the guy from The Office, yeah.
And he was just going off.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
I probably would have... Ah, I don't know what I would have done.
I
probably would have started making fun of the...
We did shots with him, too. Casey left, but...
I probably would have made fun of the fat people, too.
His stagehand or his right-hand person or whatever. I was like, hey, does Creed drink at all? He's like, he doesn't really, but I'll see if he wants something to drink. And I was like, yeah, ask him if he wants something to drink. I'd love to buy him a drink. And
yeah.
He goes over to Creed. He's like, hey, Creed, do you want a drink? He's like, yeah, let's get some shots of whiskey. And I was like, go get as many shots of whiskey as Creed Bratton wants. I'm buying shots of whiskey. And we did shots of whiskey.
He did the shots?
Yeah.
Nice.
He didn't go down the road. Like Andy Dick, like I heard, if you buy him a shot, next thing you know, he's lost and you find him in
Alamo.
No.
No, we had like two shots together. That was it.
Okay, cool. But so you didn't send him off to rehab?
No. This is it, yeah.
You know this song?
I don't know, man. Okay.
I got y'all's ASCAP license. You're
fine. Yeah. Okay. Creed Bratton was in that band.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
The Grassroots.
Okay.
I mean, come on. This is stuff my mom grew up with. So yeah. I heard it by
Pretty
default.
Cool. So, yeah, it was a good time hanging out with that
Maybe
dude.
You should have your mom come out on Thursday.
I think that that was before the last time we were on here. I think, like, we did the...
It was right before, right?
Right before we did the Halloween show and came up here and promoted the Halloween show for Do For It.
Yeah.
Played that, and then somebody from Rail Club was walking by the wall at Curtain Club and was like, there's a Tenacious D band in town.
We're getting them.
And he called the guy that
It's probably
books,
Warren.
No, it was the bartender. I can't remember his name. He called Kevin that... is one of the managers at or owners or whatever at Rail Club, and
he's
like, hey, you need to get this band. They need to play.
So is the
and then we opened for Creed Bratton.
Do you know
that's
if Warren,
tight though?
Is Warren even still involved with that place?
I don't even know if is Warren still alive. I don't know. I haven't seen anything from or about him in
I don't know Warren
years.
I remember the day we found out about that show though was at Alex and Sheridan's wedding reception. Jenkins was there, and he comes over to me and he's like, hey. I got hit up to have your Tenacious D band play a pretty big show. And I was like, whoa, what is it? He's like, I'll tell you when I see you. And so I saw him at the wedding reception, and he's like, okay, get ready. They want you to open for Creed Bratton from The Office.
That's kind of like, badass, though.
Yeah, we'll do it.
So badass.
Yeah.
Yeah, Warren's still alive. He posted something an hour ago.
God bless, dude.
Good
you
Lord.
Scared the shit out of me.
I'm sorry. Let's see here.
So that's a cool story, bro.
Thanks, man.
I'm going to go pee.
Oh,
is
shit.
Is that cool?
We can take a break or what?
Yeah, I'm going to take a break and have y'all jam a song and then do some more talking.
So let's do it. Yeah, rip two out. Here we go.
We're ready.
It was a big day on Jesus Ranch, Jesus Ranch. I was harvesting a big tomato. It was in the sand, all right. I'm taking a walk in the woods, and it's nice outside. Smells of shit. I come upon a silver stripe mushroom, and I fly, and I fly. It was a big day on Jesus Ranch. Jesus Ranch. Jesus, I fell in love with the baked potato. That's when we started to walk in the woods, fuck yeah! It's nice, very, very nice. Smells of shit. Flinger, ling, 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 I come upon a silver stripe mushroom, and I fly, and I'm fly, go.
Touching. Touching.
A song called Jesus Ranch. Thank you, everybody. And we're back.
And we're back. Is that about
Jesus?
Day camp? Like a. All
right, this
like
next one, I'm not going to need a guitar for.
Oh.
Well, we didn't know you were going to do next one, so
you're gonna,
we've run out of time.
Next one later.
Dance?
Next one's we're happening right now.
Are you going to belly dance?
We're going to have some belly dancing.
What?
The song's called 39.
Finish what you started.
Man, our show got hijacked.
You said you wanted two more.
Guess our show got hijacked.
She's 39, but she still looks young. Not very young, but a lot of fun. She's my 39 lady in the sun. I'm 49 and I'm feeling fine. In the sun, that's a lot of fun. Drinking Mai Tais, kicking back with my flip-flops on. Wearing socks and my toe is tight. I think about her every day and night. 39-year-old lady, she looks pretty good to me. I'm 49, drinking white wine. Not going out with no 19-year-old chickadees no more. From now on, I got my 39-year-old whore. Oh, don't you call her a whore. I'll fucking tear your esophagus out. She's sweet and she's getting old. And she's mine to have and to hold. She needs a dentist appointment quick. I pay for it and she suck on my dick. When we text each other, I fiddle with my anus. I stick a finger in it. Then I fucking diddle riddly do. Then I fucking gots to spew upon my belly. Drift upon my shoe. Bring me a tissue. Well, Chardonnay in the setting sun. She's 39, but she's number one. In the apartment just right. She's coming over tonight. I like it cause I don't feel scared. She's 39 and I'm in my underwear. Here she comes down the hallway. She's knocking on my door. I open the door. There she is. Not too bad. Good enough. 39-year-old lady. Young enough for me. Her boobies drooping, but she's good enough for me. Trimmed her pussy hairs, good enough for me. E minor, you got it. Mature woman, she's my lady. One, two, three, huh? She ain't gonna be fucking around with all the guys. No, 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 no. She's my special lady. My special lady. We could see a fucking movie and agree it's a total haze of shit. Comfortable shoes. Never lose. We could fucking talk about some things. She don't need no diamond rings. She don't need no diamond rings. Thank you.
Seth, get me a tissue.
Yeah.
Choked up.
I guess I'm going to need this still, huh?
No, I'm text fighting with your boyfriend, Dave.
Why?
Because I didn't get an invite to NAMM.
Oh.
For his big adventure. He said, I didn't think you could go.
It's my life, but I'll take yours too.
You're talking about the NAMM, right?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
where all the music vendors and shit go.
Yes, but or not Gibson.
American.
Music vendors.
Not Gibson.
Not Gibson, no.
Something?
That's all right.
They're at CES.
Wait.
Dark Glass will be there.
What do you think about that, though?
Gibson's not going to be at NAMM?
No.
Is it because they're broke? They're breaking.
I don't know if it's that, but or if it's stupid corporate planning, like they're thinking about tackling the Radio Shack scene. I guess
consumer
what it sounds
market.
Like. Yeah, the consumer electronics market.
They're gonna start making TVs.
Why the fuck,
Gibson TVs? Well, I mean,
got this
do you put it past them? It sounds like they're trying to turn into Walmart.
They can't. Yeah.
Let's talk about those last two songs for a second.
Let's talk about them.
Let's do that. Where are you playing tomorrow night?
So
or
are those
going
to be on your new album?
Gibson needs to stop making a bunch of guitars no one wants to buy.
When? True.
So you guys have a show on Thursday.
Yeah,
let's talk about
Thursday night.
At Texas Billiards.
Texas Billiards Bar and Grill.
Watauga Road and Roof Snow.
Watauga, Texas.
Yep.
Roof Snow.
Coming to my stomping ground.
We talked about it earlier. Y'all are being paid in meth.
Yeah.
Methamphetamines.
A deli tray.
A deli tray of meth.
Yeah. If I get a cheeseburger,
I'll
be happy.
Of meth.
Yeah.
I bet you I can get you a cheeseburger that night, broski.
A bag of
I bet you I can bring you one after.
Let's get this list going.
Yeah. So we'll what happens if someone ends up pregnant at the show?
Well, we've hired attorneys for this exact situation.
We
have. Wouldn't be the first, and it ain't going to be the last.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's happened,
so,
huh?
So you're being cavalier about it. You don't care?
It's just another neglected child support payment.
Is that how we're going?
No, I mean, we make enough money, so
we owe
millions. Get a ton of women pregnant.
Yeah, like an MBA. Like we'll
but there will be a disclaimer in advance that says if you're within 10 feet of the stage.
Look out.
And you're ovulating.
Look
out.
Careful. You're going to leave here pregnant.
Have you guys checked and looked to see if since y'all started in NRCD,
NERCAD,
has there been a rise in the population around the world?
Yes.
Yes.
Interesting. So I don't need to do that study.
So they don't have showers at Texas Billiards for your women to take your shower with.
Correlation and causation, but we know the truth.
So is it cool if we just hose you down out back behind the bar with a water hose?
We're not going
to
be the hose.
Everyone's going to need to be hosed down after we hose everyone down.
You may really get an offer.
I guarantee you they're going
to
get
laid. To have someone's wife.
No, not that. And someone's mom?
And someone's mom.
Or sister.
This is where you punch Dustin in the
lay
face.
Down. Oh, no. I
Whoa!
Hold on. I wasn't listening.
No. I wasn't talking about her.
Oh.
Okay. We good.
Whoa. Geez.
We good?
So this is going to be a big show. I'm stoked that you are going to drive out here. I'm worried about the way you're going to drive home.
Well, we have a limo service already.
Okay,
ready,
cool.
So we're good.
Yeah.
Y'all don't just take a bus?
Are y'all going to be signing autographs at Texas Billiards on Thursday night?
Prevo?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah?
Yeah, we could do that.
Boobs? Signing some boobs?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah,
usually we charge $250, $3, but we'll do it free.
Yeah,
you want to lay it off me?
So you're doing two sets.
Yep.
Is that what? And then
you're
gonna eat some cheeseburgers. Anything else special do y'all have planned? Are you gonna come dressed as members of KISS?
What you see is what you get. No, I've saved that purely for Methinks album release shows.
Okay.
So anytime they release an album, I'll be there as Peter Criss, ready to sing Beth.
Which is so awesome.
So anytime. Awesome.
I've seen that.
So awesome.
That
was one where Sainted. Jeffrey Lord got confused.
Yeah, he was very confused.
He didn't know what was going on because he'd never heard Beth.
And they did a whole cover set, didn't they?
Until the last two songs.
Well, those Methinks guys aren't scared to throw out a cover.
I didn't know what to expect either. And Merlin and I have been talking about this for weeks.
Merlin? The witch?
Merlin Olsen. Marlin, sorry. You know what I'm talking about. Shut the fuck up.
Joel Osteen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marlin
Jason
and I
Garrett.
Were talking about this. Molin so I did a Tenacious Osteen. D show for my birthday at the end of August at the trailer park, and he was there, and he's like, man, it would be great to have you do something with us. I'll get back to you and let you know.
Yeah.
And so, like, a couple weeks later, I think Duel played a show somewhere, and he was there, and he's like, all right, I got it. He's like, my wife is going to make a costume for you. You're going to dress as Peter Criss. We're going to have you come out and play a drum solo as Peter Criss.
Who made the costume?
Marlon's wife.
She did?
Mm-hmm.
She makes all the capes,
well,
too.
So she,
I knew she made the capes.
She made the cross, like, silver things that, like, bullet vest thing.
Yeah.
She made
the
those,
bandoliers.
The bandoliers. She made that. And then she bought the makeup or whatever.
Yeah.
And then a bullet belt.
She also makes those potato sacks that we wear to those things on the weekend out in the country.
They didn't fit. The bullet belt didn't fit, so I didn't wear it. But I wore black jeans and a black shirt, and then somebody did my makeup like Peter Criss.
It was awesome.
Catman.
Mm-hmm. So you were blackface, too.
What
and then
the hell?
I went out and did a drum solo, and I actually studied Peter Criss's drum solos. He's not a great drummer. I don't know
he's
if you
not.
Know this or not.
I think you said it that
outside
day
of makeup,
on stage.
He looks like an accountant.
He's fucking terrible at drums, and so I'm like, well, I can't go out and actually play a good drum solo. I have to like
glad
screw
Lee's
it
not
up.
Running the sound.
And so I've totally screwed it up on purpose. And then they wanted me to sing Beth, which is a song that Peter Criss wrote. And they wanted me to hand out corn dogs during that.
Well,
timing didn't work out as well as we wanted to, and the corn dog showed up at the very end of Beth.
I believe I have video of it still floating around.
Yeah, we need that. We need
yeah,
that.
There's video of it.
There's
sure.
video of it.
But it was one of the most fun things I've done on stage ever, because that song Beth, I knew it, and I had heard it plenty of times before, and I'd seen it in that movie Role Models. He comes out and sings it to his mm-hmm. girlfriend or whatever. Yeah. And I was I hadn't heard it until that movie, and then I was like, what the hell is he singing? And I went and found it, and it's like, oh, it's this dumb song that Peter Criss sang. And I listened to it over and over, and so I knew it already. And so at that time, I was unemployed and, like, waking up at 3 in the afternoon, and, like, I'd wake up and I'd get my iPad out, and I'd fucking sit and listen to Beth over and over and over with the lyrics on the screen on YouTube. And just sing, laying in bed, singing Beth to myself.
Why isn't there video of
saddest,
that?
The saddest time of my life, boys.
You should have video
just
of
kidding, that.
That
was the best time of my life.
Put it on like a dating video.
Yeah, I'll, like those, I'll make a video.
That one in Seattle.
It was
singles.
It was one of the greatest times of my life, though. Not kidding.
Beth is awesome.
Yeah.
Not just that song, but like that time.
That was a
period.
Good night. That
I
whole.
Had 6 months off of work and just lived life.
You were living the dream then? What? Were you doing a commercial?
Yeah.
That was when I started my DJ gigs
with
Jorts and Steve.
Yeah. Hey.
There it is.
Jorts. And are you not doing that anymore? What's up with Wizard Vision
we'll
and all that? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
We got some Beth. We can't play all of it because we'll get kicked off YouTube.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just thought I'd throw this in here. As long as we talk over it, it's all good.
Can you talk over it?
Because I can't discern the audio.
Is that how we get away with some of the things?
Yeah.
So we could have a full-on radio show, like with slow, like slow plays, medium plays, and hard play, like high plays or hard plays, like a radio station. As long as we talk over every single song that we play,
yeah.
And YouTube would broadcast it.
Although that flute, they may pick the flute up.
What if I whistle talk the whole time?
What about whistle talking?
Simple sleep solutions.
We won our first case.
Anyways,
so yeah.
Wait!
That time of my life.
Hold the phone. Time out. You have an announcement then.
Breaking news.
Play the breaking news.
News. Ladies and gentlemen, people of the podcast nation, I give you Dustin Schneider. Jerry Jonestown Massacre Podcast Show. He will not be taking questions today.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that the Jerry Jonestown Massacre has won its first case against YouTube.
Woo!
Yes.
Woo!
Woo!
With the help from our buddies, Mean Motor Scooter.
Oh, is it them?
That's what's up.
We had several claims placed against us when Mean Motor Scooter was in studios a few months ago before their album release.
So you had to get their turn. I'm sorry, you said no questions.
So TuneCore went to their record label, and their record label contacted the band.
Okay.
From what I was told, they were confused as hell as what was going on and why this was coming up. So Joe told them, it's A-okay.
It's a win for the resistance.
The record label went back to TuneCore. TuneCore went back to YouTube. And YouTube said, you guys can have this money you've made.
So YouTube, suck a dick.
Suck a big old dick. We're coming for you. We're taking you down. We're taking you down.
Suck a fucking dick.
Wait, how come we can't get monetized, but some cunt licker can get monetized for a suicide video?
That's a good question.
Actually, all they got pulled away.
So it did.
They didn't make their money.
They
didn't make their money.
Oh, they didn't. They didn't pay monetize it.
Yeah,
I thought they monetized.
They shouldn't. They shouldn't.
They can monetize it, but YouTube can go, okay, well, that's a banned video of something that is completely illegal.
And yeah, is it illegal?
We're not going to give you the.
Is it?
It breaks their terms of service.
Illegal.
Oh,
gotcha.
So
it's a violation of policy.
It's a violation of policy.
Well, I agree with them in the Logan. What's his name?
Logan Paul or some shit.
Yeah,
like
that was stupid shit. But as far as the Jerry Jonestown Massacre podcast and NRCD and Mean Motor Scooter, YouTube, suck a dick.
Look, suck a big old dick. We're taking it down.
Tenacious D does not care about you posting anything. So
good.
You're not going to get any violations.
It's can you say that a little bit louder?
And we're so good that it's not going to matter.
We're going to rename it to JJTMTube.
We share
in a few years because we're taking it down. We're taking
I'll
it
be
down.
So hipster then.
So hipster. You'll be having portobello mushroom hamburgers.
Okay, while we're on the topic of tech, I got something to bounce off y'all that's actually serious. Something that I heard just yesterday. No, it doesn't. It doesn't have to do with Bitcoins, but it has to do with that area of the country, the Silicon Valley.
And there's sex parties?
No.
Those sex parties sound like fun.
No, but... So, I was talking to a shrink the other day, and she was telling me that she's done some research, and apparently out in Silicon Valley, you might have heard about this, Dustin, the tech industry, a lot of the billionaires that have made kajillions off of tech and everything out in Silicon Valley have enrolled their children in non-tech schools, like they don't allow tech at the schools.
Yeah, I've heard about that, and that's like all the...
How eye-opening is that?
A lot of the guys that were first there in Facebook helping getting going have been given interviews about how they're extremely sorry for changing society.
Yeah, but that is... Because one of the things I was telling the third...
God...
Okay, we'll talk about this another time.
We have some fat boys in here. You need to feed them.
That's how I sound every show. Everybody's like, is Matt sleeping during the show? No, he's day snoring.
Breathing.
Can we talk more shit about shitty Fort Worth bands?
Yeah,
I'm
sure.
Just kidding. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, but
that's eye-opening.
It is.
I don't understand why that's not a larger story for the media to jump on. Like, they're blinded by the Russian collusion stories.
Yeah,
they're not even worried about this.
Now Oprah's going to be president, so we got to follow her around.
Yeah,
2020 Oprah.
The media is so jacked up right now. It's just like the flu. Apparently this is like the worst flu season we've had in like 20 years. Like, people are dying left and right. And it's not even getting covered because it's a Russian collusion story.
I'm flu proof, yo.
Do you get flu shots?
I did that 1 year. Do you remember?
Yeah.
I ran my mouth.
You shit yourself, didn't you?
That was last week.
Oh.
That was last week?
No, but I remember I ran my mouth.
That was last week.
So I have a funny observation.
I ran my mouth about being flu proof, and then I got pneumonia.
All right.
So you still won.
You didn't get flu. You didn't get win.
You just shat.
All right, so the show I was talking about before the break is ridiculous. It's called the Damn Fine Music Fest. It's this Friday at Three Links.
Three Links, yeah. It's put on by Jeffrey Brown.
Yes, and
of
it's
King Campbell fame.
I'm going to just read this. We've hand-selected some of DFW's finest artists, mixed them all up, and set them up to create 25-minute sets.
It's NRCD's last show here.
Based on, listen.
First of the last.
They've set them up to create 25-minute sets based on some of the best characters in Twin Peaks.
That's awesome.
So there's five bands. Five bands. You have Dale Cooper. But the one, I'm not going to go through all these, but the one that looks really good is Killer Bob.
Brooks with Mountain Smoke.
Yeah.
It's Darren Beck from
Killer
Peach
Mike.
Black.
Brooks from Mountain
Smoke. Oh, really?
It's Teddy Waggy from Midnight Opera. And Brooks Wilhide from Mountain of Smoke.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The Matthew Crane from Dead Mockingbirds.
Is it Wilhide? I always thought it was Wilhoyt.
Wilhoyt, sorry.
Yeah, it's Wilhoyt.
Okay, I had a teacher named Wilhoyt, and every time I see his name, I'm like, oh, yeah.
And he's a teacher.
No, he's not.
Oh, he's not. No, he's a... He's
no, we don't talk about that.
Okay.
No, he's not. He's not.
Okay. Okay. And we don't do edibles either, okay?
Nope.
Yeah, what?
You eat food?
We eat food. We eat, well, yeah. We
have, Pearl Earl.
I misspoke. I misspoke.
Oh, yeah, Pearl Earl.
So this whole night
Let's
has...
We're trying to get Pearl Earl on.
Members of Midnight Opera, Pearl Earl, Bummer Vacation.
Dog. Yeah, I need... well,
Dead Mockingbird.
We've exchanged emails.
Loafers, Cliffs. It's just... They don't... You got to go find this. Go to Facebook and just put in...
Pearl Earl.
Damn Fine Music Fest. And you'll see these lineups. They're crazy. I'm really intrigued about this. I might go over there Friday just see what the hell happens.
What time does
it
start?
It's a one-off, never to be seen again.
Starts at 9?
9.
It's at Three Links.
At Three Links.
$10.
That's interesting.
Is it $10?
Is there an Audrey Horne band?
12. There is a... Dale Cooper, Killer Bob, Laura Palmer, The Arm Man from Another Place,
Log Lady,
and Log Lady.
I need to get
There's
with
no Audrey Horne. That sucks.
I need to get with Darren because it's been a while since those boys have been on our show.
What else?
So,
what else is going on?
Another thing. The last 2 weeks, I've been doing a lot of photography over
masturbating.
In Dallas and Bedlam. Masturbating. A lot of masturbating, at least 2-3 times a day. But
what else has been going on?
I've been going over to Dallas a lot.
Uh-huh. Stinky Pinky?
And I've been going to the Stars and Mavericks games.
Okay.
I've heard about this on the ticket, and I didn't realize it was so bad. The fucking bike share thing that's going on.
Oh,
there.
Yes.
And how
there's
nuclear
of
Armageddon of
there's
bicycles
thousands.
Everywhere.
I haven't been to Dallas in weeks. I don't go over there often,
awesome.
But I'll go to Deep Ellum every once in a while. I went. My uncle was in town from Ohio this weekend. And
Fort Worth?
I went and picked my uncle up Saturday at the Hyatt at Reunion Tower.
Okay,
and
that's a perfect spot.
There were 20 fucking bikes everywhere, just everywhere you could.
They're everywhere.
Everywhere.
Because you
sidewalks
don't have,
were
like
fucking
you're talking
lined
about on the cage,
bikes.
Though, right?
No.
Like,
no.
They were just laying on the ground in the middle of the street.
So,
like, nobody gave a fuck about
the way
anything.
This bike share program works is they don't have to go to a cage anymore. You just ride it, and when you're done,
drop it off, huh?
You just
leave it
wherever
there.
You want.
This is what Highland Park's
bitching
about, right? They don't want it to turn
Kitty
up.
Trail.
They don't want it to be like what's going on in Dallas.
Exactly.
That part of Dallas.
Because
it
already is.
It's litter. It's become litter
at
this
point.
It
is bicycle litter.
You seen any Diamondback hot streaks?
No, these are all...
They're all fucking lime green.
They're lime green or blue or yellow.
Mine was...
They're GT VFRs.
Yeah, my GT was
GT Speed Series.
GT Dino VFRs.
Mongoose Vipers.
They're dumb.
Redline.
They're dumb single gear.
Mongoose.
Skyway.
But it's amazing that they're everywhere. And
I'm so confused. Why didn't you take pictures of this? Are
I
they
think
everywhere?
I've got, no, I think I've got some.
Because I'd love to see these.
But like, I left.
And are the homeless people like, hell yes?
No, because they lock up and you can't ride it.
No, they just they're
are they Bluetooth?
And you have to unlock it with the app and ride it.
Oh, we've got tech involved.
Yeah.
So,
what I don't understand is what's the stop?
I knew
somebody
that
with
hipster
a,
Matt knew
with
that.
A big trailer just. Packing them all up where
they all
find them.
They have GPS on them?
And selling them for scrap.
Yeah, hold
somewhere.
Them hostage.
They have GPS on them.
They have GPS on them, so you'd have to break them down.
That wouldn't
quick.
Be that hard, though.
No,
I don't think so either.
Bike.
Yeah.
Just, I got a 4-inch angle grinder.
So it's you're saying,
done.
remember back in the day,
night?
You thought
how much fucking
so
metal
this podcast
that
is over. We'll see you guys later.
No, it's not. We still got 30 minutes left. But so you're saying that the Jerry Jonestown Massacre greatest. Podcast promotion ever. The bike ride's off now.
No. We can
still
do it.
The pub crawl.
No, that still needs to happen.
It does need to happen.
I'll do it.
It's a pub crawl on bikes.
Yeah, he wants to do one in Fort Worth
on rental bikes in Fort Worth out of the
pub crawl
things.
Yeah, but it would be way cooler if we got like a party bus.
Well, the radio station used to do that, and that was really cool. But that's a little bit more expensive.
You know how much a party bus costs? Fucking nothing.
Well, our budget allows nothing.
We all have jobs. and we all have $40 to our names.
So you're saying Duel and NRCD would be involved in that?
NERCAD.
Y'all are down with that?
I would be.
You
get you guys to play on the party bus?
I have $40. Awesome.
Hey.
Yeah, well, let's do it.
How about...
This party bus idea might get some legs or wheels. About, I did that with someone we're about to have on the show. Mr. Chris Ryan, back in the day, we did one.
We'll do four shows.
And it was awesome.
Four different venues, and we'll do it...
Out front in the bus?
I think we did
we'll ride the 12. Party bus from every venue. We'll do a show at each venue for 20 minutes.
Duel, Will.
No.
Oh, NRCD.
No, let's Duel, ride. Let's ride the bikes. We ride.
Yeah, let's ride the bikes, man.
With the guitar
with
strapped
guitars?
To your back.
Yeah.
We need more. We need, more
do
of
they
those.
Have?
And
do
you
they
just
have
go to different
tandem
parks.
Bikes?
Oh no!
I like this
because if we can get a driver
tandem
on two of them,
awesome.
And me and Nick will be on the back.
That's awesome.
If we could get a party bus, then
they're
we
onto
just,
something.
If we could get a party bus, then we could put a keg of beer on the party bus.
Wait, okay,
you
we got
a keg
four.
Of beer on a
I have an idea.
Sidecar.
I have an idea because I can map it.
You can map it, and you could probably engineer this bike that we're going to need with the kegs and the seats for them and me and you up front.
Like we meet in Forest Park, right? And we all grab a bike. You play your first show in Forest Park, Trinity Park. And then we cross the bridge, and you get on. You play your next show. At
sounds
the,
like you've gone over a mile, sir.
I'm,
hold on.
I'm
oh,
thinking,
whoa,
I'm thinking,
whoa,
I'm thinking
whoa.
Like here's what I'm thinking is like.
Let's calm down on the mileage.
I'm
here.
Thinking like Tin Panther, Lola's, Boiled Owl,
yeah,
chat room.
That Tin Panther's out of the way. Like, I'm thinking Lola's. Kind of
that's a long ride yeah, to chat room.
No rides. It'd be a party bus, bros. It's a party bus thing.
So we're out on the bike.
We're
then
not
now.
Look. If you guys
I
don't want
we
to get on
the
party bus, then you're not coming.
Jack Black doesn't.
Can we do it? Can we do it?
He had too much to drink.
I don't think he can ride a bike.
I don't think he can either.
If we do the party bus,
can
we do it anarchy style?
It's
where you just show up at a venue like shipping and receiving, and you play outside the gate. And
we've
you do
done
a show,
it.
And you're like,
done
dude,
it.
I got
yeah.
it.
I got it.
We've
I
done
got it.
Busking
no.
before.
We've busked
and in the
before.
Middle of it, we We've have the wall, the like on rad.
The
what
wall?
About the course?
Like the Trump wall?
Hey, what about party bus to East Lancaster where the homeless are? And
not the Trump.
Show for
no.
them.
Yeah.
Tent City.
We hand out corn dogs.
We need to do it where people
corn dogs
will
have to
enjoy
be
have money.
What we're doing.
Okay.
Wait, we got to involve the methinks somehow.
Can we just go do this tonight? Can we just like
you're right
do
now.
It now?
Well, let's go busk somewhere.
Just bring the Weller.
We'll bring the Weller. We'll
and the whiskey.
And the
let's
Irish whiskey.
Busk,
the Weller
let's
whiskey
go busk
and
in front
the
Kroger.
Let's go busk in front of Boiled Owl and Yucatan Taco Stand.
Hey, we could just go back and forth between Billiards and what is this?
Sparks.
Dickie Sparks.
Okay, so now my idea has
there's
grown.
No.
After we do this, can we do another party bus tour where y'all
stuff.
Can relax? And the methinks play on the party bus
yeah.
as we're driving
smoke
around.
Smoke it out.
And we smoke it out. And like,
the bus driver's like, I can't see.
We have the smoke machine in there. In the back, you know, you've got Trucker John in the back with the drums set up.
This is, sounds so cool.
I have my drums in the car right now.
I don't know where to begin on how we make all this happen. Like
this would be amazing.
Should we get
everybody just gets on the bus and we go from place to place? And if you get off, you're stuck there. Get you an Uber. Sorry.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
No, we should get a party bus though, and we should get a keg of beer for it, and we should
invite
pick four venues to do it at, and we should play all four of those.
I see.
Venues.
I think this is going to be called the JJTM Spring Fling.
Huh. I kind of wanted to do the bikes.
I like the bikes.
The
we'll
bikes,
do the bikes.
The bikes are not a bad idea.
Yeah, but that's healthy. We can't do that.
No. It's not about the health. It's about carrying guitars and being drunk at the same time. And
so,
you
missed the part. We have to find these tandem bikes where you've got a DD and then a drunk seat.
What about that
can
stupid
we get
it?
Wait.
That stupid one in Fort
wait,
Worth
wait, wait, wait.
Where like six people are pedaling?
Yeah.
Oh,
can we get
yeah,
it
we just put us on the side of it and play,
yeah.
play. Drive around town.
Yeah. Isn't that a brewery? Like, we should find that brewery.
It's at RAR. They park them all at RAR.
I'm not doing anything on Saturday. What are you guys doing?
Shit, I'm not doing nothing tomorrow.
Y'all
down?
I got dual practice tomorrow.
Work?
Oh, my bad.
Is tomorrow that Wednesday's when y'all practice?
Yeah.
Hey, is the Kiss outfit still up there?
Uh-huh.
Have I seen it? Okay.
just the band of the Bandoliers.
The Bandoliers, yeah. Okay. I thought I'd seen it. Anyway,
and the fingerless gloves. Maybe.
We're gonna work on this. We're gonna fine tune it. But
yeah, I'd love to.
We'll have a we'll, have
and
a,
we'll
have
play
a
it. We'll play at four venues.
We'll sesh out on that.
Me
for sure.
Think show in we'll a motorhome or a party bus.
You know what
four,
I was thinking too.
Four venues.
This is dorky, and everybody's gonna kick me in the nuts. But I was thinking about seeing if we could put on a Call of Duty tournament. But nope. I think I'm the only
hard
nerd
pass.
That plays
what?
It.
Hard pass.
What?
I think I'm the only nerd
Wait.
That plays it.
Do you play
I like titties and beer.
You play World War II, though?
Yes.
Yeah,
pass.
I like that one. Yeah.
Hard pass.
Yeah. I've been getting into public battlegrounds,
Not even
battlegrounds,
a soft pass, huh? Huh?
I've been getting into public battlegrounds, though.
Yeah.
I've been wondering about that. I've been thinking about getting that.
It's addicting.
Dinner
shitty.
Winner, chicken dinner.
Winner winner, chicken dinner.
What else we want to talk
well,
about?
Well, we're talking
boys?
About things.
I love the bike
stuff.
Things.
About door.
Emails?
What about
we have emails?
We do.
We do. Let's go through these emails. Duel? We need. We got a bunch. We
talk
need
about
to
duel?
Hit.
Man, really? We're yelling tonight.
I only saw
we
two.
We gotta get through these things.
Talk about duel.
Are if we yelling or is it just my headphones?
I think it's just your headphones.
We're yelling.
It's just your brain.
It feels like we're just yelling.
Nick's
some,
yelling.
I got some songs. You
play my
hear.
Intro. We should do a yells
Ooh,
a yell a yell podcast where
every
all we
time,
do is yell.
Every time you come in, you have songs for us to hear.
These are mixed.
They're mixed. When is this release gonna happen?
2020.
Wait, that's another show. We can't talk about that. I promised some other people that we would
release
not
it.
Talk about.
Release
Duel
it 2020. Get
oh,
Barbara Walters
promise?
To announce it.
Can you play my intro?
Oh,
I'll play.
Do you not have your intro?
I'll play them for you.
Yeah, hold on.
Here.
Show. Here we go.
Well, I got to go to the bar if y'all want to head up there for a few beers after this because I got
to
check.
I have to go to a different
bar. Just go by there. I got the test results and I have AIDS.
You got. All right. Email number one.
This one's a long one.
You keep playing that, man.
Shh. This is from Jen, nickname Tinder.
I like Jen.
So I wrote this little book, which is a compilation of 2 years' worth of conversations I had with guys I met through online dating sites. The preview of the ebook includes the introduction, which explains why I started taking screenshots.
And acid.
Yes. Some of my replies can be pretty brutal, so I adopted the nickname Tinder Hella. I don't get it. Because if Tinderella is your dream, I am your nightmare. I still don't get it.
No, I'm there. I'm there. Keep going, man. Is that it?
Nope. The name has stuck and been shortened to Tinder. I've been sharing these stories since I finally first started recording them, and my friends laugh just as hard as I do. It's a different kind of book about dating and Tinder. I think you guys would love it. Two. In my opinion.
Two.
Two. In my opinion, it would be a great topic for the podcast.
Huh.
I've attached a few more pages so you can see them of the, wait, see some of the other quick one-liners. Not all of them are like that. It's like five pages.
Let's hear a one-liner.
What's her name?
Yeah, name's Jen, right?
Jen? Does she include nudes?
Yeah. Let's hear one one-liner.
Casey Dennington
gmail.com. I'm looking through this preview.
Casey.Dennington.
There we go.
We have any one-liners?
I think he has it up. Do you have it up, Dustin?
Make sure you get it right.
I got it.
I want those pictures.
Get it fucking right. I want
Reader.
In the beginning, I didn't always keep track of my interactions. I laughed plenty, but didn't feel the need to document these conversations until Adam. Adam was 30, which was the youngest I would even consider at the time.
AdamSnook.com Gmail.
He seems so overly excited.
He's a Yahoo guy.
And I pictured him as a puppy dog jumping up on every visitor
he's a puppy
his home.
Okay.
Sunday he texted.
Yep.
I don't. When? Let's see here. Blah 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 blah.
This is in her book. This is an excerpt from her book, right?
Yeah.
And it's a hard read. No pun intended.
If I was rich and I had a place and a car, your mouth and legs are wide open, and that's not at all shallow to you. No wonder you're single at 38.
That dude's name was Seth.
Bitch indeed.
That guy's name was Seth. It wasn't. What did he say?
I don't know.
That was someone else.
Adam Snook. At gmail.com.
This is written like a Mad Lib, so I'm kind of confused. All right, next email.
Wait.
I'd have her on. Let's
go. If you're serious, respond back. We're definitely interested in bringing you on and talking about this train wreck in a good way. I could see where there'd be lots of crazy shit.
Provided
train wreck. Let's say that.
Provided.
I'm
going
to reply to her right now, and I'm going to say.
But.
Nudes.
If you'd like.
There's a caveat.
Boobies.
That's the caveat. You have to bring us edibles, too.
Edible turns.
Is that a serious email?
If you
did, I just offend someone.
No, this is serious.
You're like, if you'd read the emails. So, is that it? Is there more?
There's more.
What's her name again?
Jen.
Jen, if you're serious, reply back to what Dustin's sending you, and yeah, we'd love to have you on. That sounds awesome.
Oh shit. Okay, this one's another Jenny.
about Star Wars.
Star Wars. I was running. Star Jenny. Wars. Jenny.
Shut the fuck up. Thank you.
Why'd we let him back on the show?
I don't think y'all let me. I kind of just showed up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I loved your Star Wars show. Yes. When I got married the second time, I was dressed as Princess Leia, spelt wrong. And my ex-husband was dressed as Luke Skywalker. And after we had a few drinks, I asked Luke and Han Solo, the best man, if I could paint their cocks with fluorescent body paint and sword fight my orifices.
Do we got pictures of this one?
With their lightsabers. It was a great party. And no, we do not.
No, you can't.
These emails are worthless.
Yeah, you can't send us an email like that and talking about painting penises as lightsabers and not send us pictures.
If I'm going to respond, let me. I want to flesh this out with you.
Flesh this out?
Yeah, because I'm responding to...
Now I'm getting confused.
This is Jen Tender, the book.
Okay.
I said, would you like to come on the podcast to talk about it? Are there any nude photos in it?
Does anybody need a beer? Anderson?
There you go, man.
I'm good. I'm
yeah,
fine.
There you go.
I'm good.
There you go.
All right, so I sent that to her.
Okay.
All right, let's see what else we got.
Wait, who was the lady that... Jenny? Hey, sounds great.
On the block?
Let's get some pictures, though. We want to see these lightsaber dongs. Next email.
Yeah, you got to skip all these. There's a lot to skip here.
Yeah, making my brain hurt.
I have an offer for you.
I don't know if this one's legit, but we'll find out.
Oh, it's legit.
This one's from Gail Westenhaver, whatever.
Yeah?
Subject, I have an offer for you in all caps. He's serious.
Gail is a man?
Is it a woman or a man?
You sure it's not a woman?
Now you're a man!
I don't know.
I think it's a woman.
Name is man!
High yield investment and luxury. Nope, I'm out.
Spam. No, no. Continue. I think I might buy into this.
Here, I'll read it.
Is there a link you can click
someone,
on?
If you read it, someone will go, he's illiterate.
I am illiterate.
I'm going to read this exactly as it's typed. Hi there, Anne. High yield investment in luxury apartments on the shoreline of Bat Yam, Israel. Right before the prices take off dramatically. Merging of Bat Yam with Tel Aviv. Prices will be more than double. Can I contact you by phone? Tell you more.
I mean, yeah, sure. Let's do this.
Yeah.
What? 817?
We got podcast money. You can throw this
what
on
is,
to
what is this
682-593-JJTM?
Yeah, we're
email
in.
Domain. What's the email domain?
The email domain that came from is batyamarealestate@gmail.com.
Shut up. Oh. I'll get my credit card
at
out right
gmail.nig.co.
All right, any other emails?
Nigeria.
Okay.
Are there any more? Or is it all BS?
Is that it?
It's all spam.
No, the rest of it, there's some down
Jerry
here.
Jones,
let's see here.
I think.
Do any of them have attachments?
Here's Billie Jean Shelper. Sent an email. Hey, Stubbs.
Oh, yeah, this one's to me. All right, these are my favorite
ones.
Hey,
Stubbs.
Yeah. Hey, man.
I appreciate you explaining to me about the good kind of fats. I asked my wife if she would start cooking my meals with avocado and olive oil and fish, and she said that if the good kind of fat will make me lose weight in my belly and gain weight in my wiener, she will cook me whatever. Thanks again. P.S. I hope you had a good Christmas.
Yeah.
Keto.
Y'all didn't know we do a health show.
Well, did he come or what?
We do a health show, too.
You're talking about keto.
Well, did he come or what?
There are some things you just don't talk about in public.
What has happened to our show the last three times? We've just been yell talking the whole show.
Well, that's from
Mallrats. Did he come or what?
Oh, yeah.
They have stars next to them. Do you see the stars?
All right, let's see here.
You see the
Billie
stars?
Jean Shipler.
There's Sarah Gumond.
Oh, we got one from Marlon. Unless we read this.
Wait, did you read the one from
does
Shelly?
Marlon send attachments?
Yeah, Marlon.
What about there? Shelly Kindall?
Marlon sent tits.
I want to do
booby pics.
Oh, that's the high yield investment.
Are y'all reading it?
I'm reading it.
Marlon, go for it.
Oi. Yeah, y'all are right. That totally isn't me. I do send JJTM emails with funny names, and I do bust people's balls. But not in the mean-spirited manner. Never. I only remember the first Mayor McFuckstick email, and it was mean and not funny. Maybe the writer meant for it to be funny, but totally wasn't. Or maybe they are just an ass. Just wanted to confirm, I was not writing those. Happy Xmas and cheers.
That has to do with last week when we talked about Mayor McFuckstick.
Yeah.
Or 2 weeks ago. And, yeah, he's just clearing the air that it wasn't him. I didn't think it really was him. I think we're just busting his balls back because he busted his balls towards us. So we had to bust our balls at him.
Good God.
That's a lot of ball busting.
Well, at least we didn't bust enough.
I just saint some nipples.
I love when the last segment, our last segment of the show, we always go to comedy hour. Like, we should record this and put it on the internet.
This YouTube Live is real.
It's real. All right. You've got one from Sarah Gumond.
Does she send some nips?
Sarah Gumond.
I love that.
Hold on. I got it. I want to read this one.
Do it.
Sarah Gumond.
Do for it.
Hello. We sell the most prestigious tower in Bat Yam, Tel Aviv, right on the shoreline of the sea. His prices should going up 40% more this year from its current price now. Can you be interested in details and pictures?
I'm glad you read that. I'd have an aneurysm.
Yeah, of course I am. Who wouldn't be?
BatYamRealEstate@gmail.com.
Put me in, bro. Yeah,
sign
me
down. Sign me up.
Can you imagine a JJTM?
Where do I
palace?
Fill out my 1003, my credit app in 1003? I'm ready.
But I'm ready too. JJTM Palace in Tel Aviv.
Dude, it'd be the shit.
We'd be the kings of Israel.
You know how much shit would get started because our Muslim friends would come hang out
of
town?
You're not Jewish at all.
Well, that's the funny part. We're not circumcised.
Ha, funny. They'll
kill
you.
We are. Wait. They circumcised?
They're uncircumcised.
Oh, we are.
Jewish people circumcised.
No, they circumcise. It's the Palestinians that don't.
It's they got the guy that
they're
does
the ones
it
that
with
have the hair on the nipples.
And there's another one.
The hate on me one?
Yeah.
Read yourself.
What about the hair on this?
I got this one. I got this.
Try to move on.
Disclaimer, don't hate on JJTM. Hate on me. I don't give a shit.
All right, what's the email? Let's hear it.
I have hairy nipples.
That's coming.
Fuck you guys. Rape isn't a fucking joke. How would you feel if your mom was raped and you had to sit there and watch her battle with depression?
Wait, what's this person's name?
Russ. It's Russ.
Russ,
never feeling secure or never falling in love again. I used to love you guys, but tonight went too far. First off, that's not JJ Tim. That's me being a dickbag, so don't go after them.
Second,
attack me.
Are you going to apologize to Russ? Because we know this guy.
Do you have hairy nipples?
I do.
I'm asking Russ.
He has hairy nipples. Sorry, Russ. We're sorry. We don't know how that slipped into the show, and it's not going to happen again. We hope.
We have.
If we leave this Weller alone.
We have set up precautions in the studio that if.
That was the edibles.
That if something comes out of your mouth, a bullet goes through your head.
Yes!
It's like a game of roulette.
So if I drop a rape joke right now, I get to die?
All right. So this one's run out of gas. So Thursday night.
Thursday night.
NRCD. You know you got a show, right?
Shit.
Who, us?
Yeah. It's at Texas Billiards.
Man, I don't know what you're talking about.
Watauga Road and Roof Snow. Easy to find.
Yep,
come out, party with Nick, Casey, Stubbs, maybe Dustin.
Corn dogs.
No, I'll be there. I'll be there either really early or really late.
Yeah.
So
and,
meet,
get a cheeseburger.
Meet Nick. He's signing autographs in between sets and after sets.
Is that a different version of Saint Nick? Is Meet Nick?
Meet Nick.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you have Saint Nick comes in December, but in January, Meat Nick comes and visits you and gives you presents of hamburgers.
Please, someone draw Meat Nick.
Sausage Nick.
I want someone
to town.
Well, Rebecca's an artist. See if she'll draw Meat
Nick. Sausage Nick is coming to town, bitches.
Meat Nick and duel. Meat Nick.
I only had a little bit of this cookie.
Oh yeah!
I like what it's doing to you, man.
I need some more Meat Nick, man.
We got two more songs.
We're gonna do two more songs on Thanksgiving. Don't forget to eat your mince meat pie and your Meat Nick.
Do Explosivo and Cosmic.
Be sure to have Meat Nick on standby. Go
why
ahead.
We just do one.
Nah, two.
Yeah, y'all go ahead and do two.
Go ahead and get set up. We're gonna close it out here. You know, we haven't had any voicemails in a while, so if you want to shoot us a voicemail, it's 682-593-JJTM. And
682-593-JJTM.
682-593-JJTM.
And Paulina Marino.
Cheers.
That is not my baby. I promise.
Is that an email? I'm confused. So what we have is we have Casey and
Casey Dennington on guitar
and Meet Nick
on guitar.
They're going to close us out with two more songs.
I'll
shoot us an email too.
I'll beat the shit out of you.
Shout out to our friends at Funky Town Podcast.
Shout out to our friends at Enemy Things.
I'll meet the shit out of you.
And
all right, let's do this.
Now we're going to have some songs about meat and sausages.
Explosions.
And, it's a full deli extravaganza. Here they are, closing out the show in our CD. Thank you. Good night.
Climb upon my faithful steed. Then we go to ride, go to smoke some weed. Climb upon my biggest steed. And ride, ride, ride.
Placebo.
Don't know what it's about, but it's good to know. What's the name of my girlfriend? I don't know. But she feels like the shit, and she's good to go. Oh, she's good to go, she's good to go. We are fueled by Satan, yes, we're fueled by Satan.
School by Satan.
Riding those tasty riffs just as fast as we can. School by Satan. We were the inventors of the cosmic gastro code. We come to blow you away. We come to blow the show. We come to fucking blow. What's the name of the song?
Explosivo.
Don't know what it's about, but it's good to
know. I am not one of you. I come from an ancient time. I am known as the Kicker of Elves. I am also known as the Angel Crusher.
Take this pick. It was folded in 6 feet.
Explosivo.
Okay, that was one. We got one more.
I wasn't going to say anything. I didn't know if you were going to just blend them.
That's right. I need my whiskey for this.
Some whiskey.
I got this.
Whiskey and meat, Nick.
So, if I was going to say one thing to y'all tonight, I'd say set the artist free. I'm talking about this artist in here. Set it free. What I'm saying is quit your day job. Now, I know what a lot of you are thinking. I can't quit my day job. I got kids to feed, Jack. Quit your day job. Focus on your craft. One time, before it's all over, you died and you squandered it, you fucking robots. And after a month of focusing earnestly on your craft, KG and I will swoop in, we'll check on your progress, and encourage you to continue! Or we'll say stop. And then seriously, you must stop, or else penalties will be created and enforced. Because here's the thing. Sometimes you follow your heart. Sometimes your heart cuts a fart. That's the cosmic shame. That's the cosmic shame. I know what a lot of you are thinking. What makes you guys so fucking good? I don't fucking know. And I don't like it. I stay up at night and I go, fuck! Why can't everyone have it? Well, here's the thing. Some people learn in the streets. Some people learn in the schools. Me and KG, we were fucking born with it, homes. Check this out. That shit came off the top of my fucking head. Yo, what?
Off top of his head, yo. Off top of his head, yo. Off top of his head, yo. Off top of his head, it's a cosmic shame.
Thank you.
Hey, are you guys done mixing my drums yet?